Praise be Jesus and Mary. The Spirit of truth will testify to me, and you also will testify. Our Lord tells his disciples. It was a critical time, and our Lord told them this to fortify them. He says, I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. Throughout sacred scripture, throughout the history of salvation, our Lord especially, God especially during the critical times and critical moments, he always comes through. And when he does, sacred scripture usually expresses it in this way. God remembered. God remembered Noah. God remembered Abraham. God remembered David, and so on. It's usually expressed in this way. To remember someone, zakar in Hebrew, was an ancient idiom which meant being faithful to one's covenantal obligations. So when God remembered, he came through, being faithful to his promises. God remembers his people. He remembers us. And our Lord tells his disciples to remember him and his words, especially during the more critical moments. So during the critical times of our life, the high points, the low points, and when everything is normal, let us remember God so as to be faithful to our Christian vocation. And we remember in a particular way this month the way his graces come to us through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary. St. Maximilian says that the souls usually only attribute the more significant graces they receive from Our Lady. But he says, in reality, each and every grace, the smallest act in the supernatural realm, all those graces come from the hands of Our Lady, literally. In the supernatural order, Our Lady is, we can use the words of Hopkins, literally the air that we breathe. Every single grace comes from her. So let us have continual recourse to her, remembering that never was it known that anyone who fled to her protection and implored her help was left unaided. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.